rest of the story. Once upon a time, this more than 17 centuries ago, the institution of marriage was abolished by the Roman Empire. Responsible for the edict was Emperor Claudius II. Some say he was insane. But there was a method in this particular madness, for you see, military-minded Claudius was much concerned about the quality of his army and the caliber of his soldiers, and he grew convinced that married men did not make good fighting men. He thought they became too homesick for their families. They could not keep their minds on the business of killing. And thus did the emperor seek to make his soldiers more focused and his army more deadly by forbidding, by outlawing marriage. Members of the early Christian church, while angry about this proclamation, nonetheless feared the wrath of Claudius and kept silent. All that is except one, the bishop of Interamna. Marriage was God's plan, this bishop insisted, and no earthly king must be permitted to interfere with it. And he underscored his insistence by encouraging young lovers to visit him in secret, whereupon he would join them in holy wedlock. Well, of course, Emperor Claudius found out, and he had the impertinent churchman brought before him to answer for his insolence, and it said that when the two met, Claudius was much impressed by the sincerity of the bishop's convictions, so much so, in fact, that the emperor offered him an alternative to execution. If the bishop of Interamna would renounce his Christian faith and embrace the traditional Roman gods, Claudius said his life would be spared. But the bishop refused. And, in fact, according to some versions of the conversation, the churchman then even tried to convert the pagan emperor to Christianity. But anyway, following a brief imprisonment in the winter of 270 A.D., the bishop was taken to Terni, was beaten with clubs, and was stoned, and was then beheaded, and Claudius II renewed his determination that there would be no more marriages. With a little more patience, the bishop of Interamna might not have died so cruelly at Terni. For within weeks, in the midst of planning a new military adventure, the emperor himself fell ill and died. On the other hand, had the defiant bishop not been martyred, he would surely have been forgotten by posterity. And as is, he has been hailed down through the centuries as the friend of lovers everywhere. Regarding what you've just heard, history offers a wealth of versions and variations and elaborations, but the core of the story is true, that once upon a time, a man gave his life in the name of love, and the world reveres him still, some as the bishop of Interamna, others as simply the priest. And you, well, you know the sainted friend of lovers who died more than 1,700 Februaries ago by his Christian name, Valentine. Only now you know the rest of the story.